non-believers out there. Believers out there. This is Sunday school. This is Sunday school. I am the minister. I am the minister. I am the minister.
F-B-P. We come around once in a blue moon just to show you that we love you, and we'll never leave, 'cause we are anointed, we're the same way.
We live, Tone? All right. Peace to the family out there. All right. So, I've been getting a lot of requests. A lot of requests for me to talk about heroin. All right. Particularly, of course, how to break heroin addiction. Now, heroin has obviously made a strong comeback because of all of the derivatives like oxycodone, oxycontin, Percocets. All of those are heroin. All right, all of those are various forms of heroin. And then you have the sister drugs, which are MDMA, Molly, and ecstasy. You know, your methamphetamines and all this kind of stuff. So, yes, I can help you guys to detox. No, there's no easy way to do that. Okay, so it's gonna be rough. So let me get through. It's just so much information. You know, I had to take a lot of notes to organize my thoughts and try to avoid becoming emotional because of you know, just what I've personally seen and the way it is affecting the way it's attacking our youth en masse right now. So let's start with the inception of some of this stuff. Let's start with the inception of some of this stuff, because some of this stuff is crazy, and I kind of wrote all this stuff everywhere, so it just I guess we can start with pharmakia. Now what I'm gonna do is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, as a special added bonus, let me write this down. Matter of fact, Tony, remind me to make my pharmakia lecture free for a little while. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to do it. You guys got to go to Inky TV and join to get the pharmakia lecture. You know, So members will be able to go through Inky TV and get the pharmakia lecture. But it's a very, very, very powerful lecture. It only costs $8 to join. So if your life is worth $8, I mean, you know. But in that book, I talk about how scarily accurate a lot of the Bible is becoming. And in Revelations, it talks about pharmakia, specifically destroying the people of this planet. And we have to know that there is a global conglomerate named pharmakia that most of you know of as Monsanto. That name is interchangeable with pharmakia. Also, IG Farben. That name is interchangeable with pharmakia. And then we also know that Bayer is a name that is interchangeable with IG Farben. So, 2 + 2 = 4. So, that right there is your identity. That is the identity of who pharmakia is. Now, why is that relevant? Okay, because me being me, you guys are used to hearing me speak about Monsanto and pharmakia in regards to GMO foods, you know, which is the genetic modification of foods, and how you genetically modify a food is you basically take a yeast or fungus, you reprogram their DNA / RNA in a laboratory, and then you force a merger between the yeast and fungus and the plants that you're looking to change via rape. Yeah, it's just a lot of things when you peel back the onion. There's a lot of levels to it. But what we don't know, what we don't know is that you got to remember, this is a chemical company. So now also some people know of, okay, so now it just happens to be a very loud helicopter hovering over my house right now. Can you hear that, Tom? I wonder if the cameras can pick that up. That's crazy. So anyway, it's not gonna stop the show. What you gotta know is that these are chemical companies. Chemical companies. And chemical companies are, they devise chemicals, they devise pharmaceuticals, they devise poisons. This is toxicology. And so heroin is also, not only is Agent Orange, Agent Orange, which became our most popular pesticide, which is turning all the males in the world into biological females by reducing the testosterone level through xenoestrogens and pumping up the estrogen. So, you know, alpha males of all species are becoming extinct. And when I say males are all over the world, I don't just mean people. I mean fish, frogs, lions, tigers, bears, oh my, the whole gambit. Our number one, I think it's Roundup. Roundup used to be Agent Orange. Right, so we know these things. We know these things. Some of this stuff. But even on the street, it's pharmakia. Even on the street, it's the same Monsanto, IG Farben, pharmakia, whatever you want to call them. I'm going to call them for the remainder of the video pharmakia. But just know that that name is interchangeable with those other names. And if you do the history of the company, you'll see where they, 1948, and you'll just see how they changed the name of the company and move around a bit. If you watch the pharmakia lecture, you'll get a better understanding of what's going on right now in terms of chemical and biological warfare. Heroin was invented. Heroin was synthesized. Invented by pharmakia, okay, as well as its derivatives, Percocet, oxycodone, Oxycontin, which are two different things, You know, then you have, so you gotta see this, you know, and then, which is even crazier, which because it gets crazier. IG Farben, aka Pharmakia, also has some other names which I withheld earlier, waiting for this part of the discussion. BASF or AEG, right? Why are those names? And this is part of Pharmakia. Why are those names important? Because those are the arms of Pharmakia that control the music industry. Those are the arms of Pharmakia that are silent partners in the three major labels in music right now. And so I'm not even going to get too heavy into the music. I'm not going to go into that too deep right now, except to point out some key things, and it gets really scary. This is why, again, you guys really need to join the God Complex course. I'm telling you, there's no protection. The only protection that you have is to know your body. That is the only protection you have. The only protection we have as a species, as a people. That's the only way to come up. We have to unify through genetics. We have to unify through the fact that, and I'm not talking about black folks. This is a worldwide attack. This is white folks. This is Puerto Ricans. This is Mexicans. This is Italian, Russian. This is everybody's children is under the same attack. Everybody's children is being guided by the music, and the music is turning everybody's children into heroin addicts. Period. And you might say, Minister, you're reaching. Go find out who owns the patents. See, this is where the money is. I told y'all this a long time ago. But what's happening now is, because most of my videos now, I have moved from YouTube to membership only. That's opening up the floor for people to steal my material, remix it as if it's their own, because you can't see the originals anymore, unless you remember. But that's also creating a situation where people now have to prioritize their life. If your health is not important to you, you're not going to have it. You know, you're not going to have it. So $8 is nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's $2 a week. If you don't have $8 to invest in your family's health, I don't know what to tell you. You know, but look up who owns the patents on magnetic recording tape. You see, that's what changed the industry over. Remember, and I already gave you the science on this, and this is why I'm talking about the missing videos, but I talked to you already about carbon technology. Right? When you look at records, records were mostly carbon, black carbon discs that you could take another form of carbon, right? Crystallized carbon, and you could take that crystallized carbon and you could take electromagnetic waves, which are sound, and embed them in the carbon disc. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying. Understand your biology and listen to what I'm saying. You can take carbon and record electromagnetic waves into another form of, you can take a carbon crystal and embed electromagnetic waves into this carbon disc, and when you apply the crystal to the carbon disc, the electromagnetic waves can be reproduced indefinitely. All right. That technology was replaced. That technology was replaced by the magnetic tape of Pharmakia. Okay. Which is where you got reel-to-reels, cassette tapes, etc., etc. So, you know, they own, not only are they heavily invested in the ownership of the three majors, right, which is Sony, Universal, and Warner. They have patents on the technology that the industry runs on, you know what I'm saying? So, you got to understand this. So think about what happens. Just think about it. It just makes sense. When a chemical company owns the largest media on earth, or is heavily invested in the largest media on earth, which is music, right? What are they going to use the music for? They're going to use the music to fortify their other businesses, obviously. That's business 101. If I own a bread company and a milk company, I'm going to use my milk company to advertise the bread, my bread company to advertise the milk. So when you hear all the music now, you know, where everybody is promoting the use of heroin, you have to understand what it is. Heroin, Molly, Percocet, right? And so the neurochemistry becomes very important, because I touched on it in the women's lecture I just did, which is also available still for a short time on YouTube. I'm getting ready to take it down off YouTube probably and put it to Inky TV, which is what I was supposed to do. That was supposed to be exclusively for members, but I had a large outcry from the sisters, and because we are right now ending National Fertility and Infertility Week, you know, I had to make it public for the family. But again, you guys gotta join Inky TV. Okay, you have to do these things so we can continue to bring the research at this level to you. But I spoke about how attraction, love, sex, orgasm, all these things are regulated by dopamine, specifically dopamine, serotonin, the pleasure centers in the brain. Okay. I even talked about how social media, the reason people are so addicted to social media is because it releases the same, it creates the same neurohormone cascade in the brain. And so you got to understand this stuff. When you think about these things, you know, people don't really think, when you think drug dealers, you guys are thinking like, you know, a rapper. So, when you think drug dealer, normally, you guys are thinking, you know, Bentley, Rolls Royce, and I hope you guys are okay with the sound. I know I'm not using my headset right now, and so the sound might be a little janky, but I had some technical difficulties, so you guys got to work with me. All right. But, you know, it's not, you know, it's, you guys got to do the research. We hear about the Catholic Church and the pedophilia and some of these things that are coming out. But what you don't know is, okay, so on one hand, you got Pharmakia, Monsanto, IG Farben creating heroin, right? And then over the years, perfecting. That's what they're doing. They're perfecting the delivery system of heroin with Percocet, Oxycodone, Oxycontin, under the guise of pain relief. But then on the other side, right, with the methamphetamines, and I don't want to mess the guy's name up. It's Michael Clegg. Okay, Michael Clegg. Michael Clegg was the guy who spread ecstasy. And largely, most of the ecstasy, the whole, you're looking at an ecstasy dynasty right now. You know, we went from ecstasy to Molly to powder forms of MDMA. That was all started by a Catholic priest named Michael Clegg. So again, you guys have to join the God Complex. Get involved with these courses, because this is the only way you're really going to be able to take care of yourself. You're not going to be able to depend on people. You cannot depend on people and companies to protect you. So let's get through this, because I don't want to make this a long thing, but. So you got to understand this thing. And when you look at pharmakia, Tone. When you look at pharmakia, and the reason why I'm telling you guys about the music, etc., is because it targets the nucleus accumbens in the brain. You see, this is neurochemistry. The nucleus accumbens. Now watch this. What else is going on inside the nucleus accumbens? What else goes on in the nucleus accumbens besides dopamine and serotonin, etc., right? Because your when you look at this thing, these two forms of drugs is two-sided. You have one side which deals with fear. So the MDMA, ecstasy, Molly, all that kind of stuff, that's fear-driven, right? On the flip side, you have pain. You have the pain receptors. That's your heroines, your Percocet, oxycodone, Oxycontin, all of that kind of stuff. So it's attacking your fear and your pain receptors. Now, I'll get into the science in a minute, but the nucleus accumbens, I'll start talking science and get. The nucleus accumbens, besides it being a pleasure center, see, this is what you're not going to hear anywhere else. That is one of the major melanin control centers in the body. That is probably the most dense area in the brain for melanin-concentrating hormone receptors. I'm going to say that again. The nucleus accumbens, one of the most dense, if not the most dense area in the brain for melanin concentrating hormone receptors. So you have this one area in the brain which targets or which houses the pleasure receptors, dopamine, right, as well as melanin concentrating hormone. Now, what is melanin, neuromelanin, etc.? What is the key? What is the foundational amino acid in this thing? Tyrosine. What is the key amino acid to dopamine? Tyrosine. So you're not knowing your chemistry. You not having any knowledge of self. And trust me, you don't have knowledge of self if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're not rolling with the gods in the God Complex course, you don't know anything. Okay? So you got these kids going to college, popping all these pills. They don't know anything. You know, you got these You know, so that's one area. But then you got these kids going through the street, you know, through the various street schools. You know, they don't have real solid knowledge of self either. Right? So we have to get this. And this is the area of the brain where the music affects. Where the music affects. So now, what do you shut down when you use MDMA, Molly, ecstasy, etc., etc.? One of the things you shut down is the pineal gland. Because it's the pineal gland's job to convert serotonin into melatonin, which is why they can't sleep. Okay. Alright, so. Right, because, and then if the pineal gland shut down, melatonin production is off because the serotonin is not available to be converted by the pineal gland into melatonin, which means cellular respiration is then destroyed, so the body can't even produce electricity, light, etc., etc. See, this is why one of the major withdrawal symptoms when people try to quit these things is electric shocks all over the body. It's like, just, it's literally, it's crazy. So if you were ever confused about your body being electric, use some dope, use some heroin, and then quit. And you'll see in the withdrawal symptoms, you'll just have random electric shocks all over the place. Which is the reason why these things cause constipation. Because it's an electric cascade called peristalsis, a peristaltic wave that allows the muscle contractions that move things from mouth to anus. When you start using these drugs, you know, the wave gets crazy and it starts just collapsing all parts of the muscle at the same time, or even worse, it'll paralyze your entire digestive tract and it won't move at all. Which is then leads to dehydration and cellular collapse, because 90%+ of the body's water is absorbed through the digestive tract. So if the digestive tract is paralyzed, then your body can't hydrate itself. Which is why you see people drinking all this water trying to hydrate when they're using. Okay, all right. Let me go through this info, man. Let me go through this info. So this is why they're using the music. They're using the music on you. And a lot of these rappers are nothing more than pharmaceutical salesmen. You know, you, these guys are getting paid to promote certain things. So what I want to give you guys is a blueprint to help you guys with quitting and with withdrawal and with detoxing these things from the body. And no, I am not a doctor. No, I cannot prescribe you prescription drugs. Okay? Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. All right? So let me do it like this. So I may repeat myself and recycle. Y'all know how I teach. So we talked about the twitches, the electric spasms. All right, your mind must be open. Your mind has to be open. And what I mean by that is you have to be I don't mean open in the generic sense. I mean like you need to be on something mentally stimulating throughout this whole withdrawal process. So even if it's a good book, a series of books, you know, people don't read anymore. They're watching videos and stuff like that right now. But reading is very, very is a very powerful tool in withdrawal. All right. So I would suggest getting some books at least for the first 72, you know, the first 3 to 5 days that you're trying to quit, and go cold turkey. This is not for people trying to quit and thinking that they're going to quit by stepping down their dosage, you know, stepping down their pills or switching to another form, like, you know, heroin addicts go to morphine. You know, with a, I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx, 158th Street. Heroin addicts be lined up at the clinic. When they ain't got no money for dope, they go get the morphine. Once they get back to their money come back in, they leave the clinic, they go get heroin, they out there for a little while. That runs down, they back on the morphine, they stay high. Okay, you can't really, in my humble opinion, and when I've had various addictions like cigarettes, I had to go cold turkey. When I quit smoking weed, I had to go cold turkey. When I quit drinking alcohol, I had to go cold turkey. When I quit watching porn, I had to go cold turkey. So I'm just telling you what worked for me. So it's good to have your mind occupied. Now, because we're dealing with the pleasure center in the brain, specifically the nucleus accumbens and some other stuff, some other areas, music is very important. So the setting is very important. You should have you some books, and you should have some music in the background that keeps you motivated, that keeps you in a up, you know, feeling up. Not obviously, you don't want to be on music, get high music, right? And it seems like every generation we have this blitz from the media to get high. Back from my mom's time with Cheech and Chong to Redman and Method Man, and now you got the newer guys. You know what I'm saying? But now it's pretty much the music has went from a culture of drug dealers keeping the prisons full by promoting crime, to now the music is switching from raising up the youth as drug dealers to raising up the youth as drug users. I guess that works in terms of filling the prisons, etc., etc., maybe better. But anyway, so when quitting, books, powerful, because you're exercising the mind, you're exercising areas in the brain. And exercise is very crucial to detox. Music, you're keeping the nucleus accumbens stimulated. Sunlight, very important. Okay, we will get to the hypothalamus and its role. I'll touch on that in a second. But sunlight, very, very important. So a lot of times people tell you it's good to stay in the house. But I'm not going to tell you that. It's actually good to be out in the sun. Okay? Because when you're in dark areas, it's already been clinically proven that being in dark areas raises chemical dependency and the urge for chemicals that create dependency almost 100%. All the way across the board from alcohol, cocaine, cigarettes, etc., etc. The darkness has that effect on your brain. And it's because of the lack of stimulation of all of these neurohormones. So, the herbs, all right? Mamatomics, histonics. Well, I'm going to get to how my herbs can help. I'm going to get to that at the end. I'm going to come back around to that. All right, so I'm gonna circle back around to the herbs and how they'll help you, etc., etc. I just want to hit some of the key points outside of that first. Monitoring your urine. Okay, you have to monitor your urine. All right, that is going to be probably the most important thing. All right, so monitoring the body's waters is going to be the most important thing in this this whole process. So the major thing is to just keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. Kiss. Make sure your urine stays clear and does not stink. Make sure your urine stays clear and does not stink. Okay? It might even help you to pee in your bathtub. That way it's not mixing with the toilet water and you can get a good look at your urine every time you go to the bathroom and see what it looks like. Keep your urine clear. It is very important you do that. Make sure you're eating. And you need to eat. I would say fruit is going to be the most important thing. Juicy fruit the best. But bananas are cool. Avocado is cool. But juicy fruit is the best, like watermelon. You know, maybe it's me, but no. Watermelon is going to be crucial. In fact, the three best fruit to eat. In fact, I would just go buy these three fruits. Just go buy these three fruits because some people would suggest you like use juice. But then you use juice, quality of juice and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that, so the fruit is actually the best way to go. Watermelon, grapefruit, and pomelo. Okay, watermelon, grapefruit, and pomelo. Now, watermelon is the best in terms of hydration. Okay, and then also restoring some of that balance back to the muscles that you lose from using these party drugs. But the grapefruit and the pomelo have these I know I'm going to mess up the word, but you can look it up. Right, it's like foran coumarins, something like that. All right, is the major compound in the grapefruit, and this is why they tell you sometimes don't combine the grapefruit with certain medications. All right, but it's great for hydrating the body. All three of these fruits great for hydration because they're so juicy, and then also helping the body to cleanse and detox, etc., etc. Exercise is going to be crucial, all right? And I know it's hard to do, but you're going to have to deal with it. If anybody's telling you that there's an easy way to get through withdrawal, they're lying to you. There's no easy way to get through withdrawal. These drugs are all lipophilic. What does that mean? A, they hate water. more importantly, because that might not be accurate in every instance, but more importantly, they're lipophilic, meaning they store in your body's fat. So the brown adipocytes, see, the brown adipocytes, the white adipocytes, are all storing these drugs in your body, which means even when you stop taking the drugs are still all through your system stored in the fat. So if you want to get rid of the addiction to them faster, you want to get them out of the body faster, then you need to speed up your metabolism so that you can shed fat. prune juice. Okay? Two liquids. Two key liquids. Now, meat eaters, right? Primarily, you know, I'm not one, you know, vegan mafia, fruit fast, that's where we at on this side of town. But this video is not about being vegan or vegetarian. So if you are a meat eater, along with your fruit, eat turkey. Alright? That should be, like, try to make that your only diet for the whole withdrawal time. Okay? Watermelon, grapefruit, pomelo, and turkey. Alright? If you don't eat meat, obviously you don't need the turkey. But turkey contains tryptophan. Turkey contains tryptophan, which is the precursor to serotonin, which is what ecstasy and those guys kind of work on in the same capacity as the heroin works on the dopamine, et cetera, which is tyrosine based. So prune juice. All right, we talked about the digestive system being paralyzed in people on these drugs. So they're all backed up. Okay, not only are they all backed up, because they're backed up, parasites are all throughout their system. Parasites are all throughout their digestive system. There's no possible way to use party pills and not be loaded with parasites. Now, the two drinks, tonic water, Canada Dry tonic water, all right, for quinine, all right, very important, Canada Dry tonic water for quinine, and then also prune juice, okay, also prune juice is going to help the liver, it's going to help the gallbladder, and those are the guys that are going to have to detox the body and get rid of the fat to further detox the body. So you're going to have to lay support. Now, what do most people that use party pills, what do they also do? Alcohol, shutting down the liver. What does alcohol do in the liver? Alcohol causes the liver to become fat. As the liver develops more internal fat, it loses the ability to metabolize these drugs, which means you need more and more drugs, bringing you closer to overdose status, right? What do we like on top of these things when we're not high? We get the super sugar craving. Fructose is the second most popular in commercial foods after glucose, and fructose turns to glue in the liver and also shuts down the liver. So prune juice is going to give you some support in terms of bowel movement. Eating the fruit is going to give you hydration. Natural fiber, not, you know, this pill powder stuff. All right, and then here's a cheat code. All right, it's called, I might be messing up the pronunciation, but I think the generic scientific pronunciation is loperamide. Loperamide. All right, but it's in most anti-constipation, anti-diarrhea over-the-counter medications like Imodium and those things. Now, why are those things a cheat code? And again, I'm not suggesting that you take medications because I'm not a doctor. That would be illegal. I'm just telling you that a lot of people use, and I've never done it, but I'm telling you a lot of people use Imodium because of its effect on the heroin receptors in the body. Okay? Its effect on the heroin receptors in the body to quell their hunger, which lightens the load, which helps get the monkey off your back during withdrawal. Now, a lot of people do nausea medications. You know, I'm not a fan of drugs at all, so I'm not going to tell you to take any drugs. You know what I'm saying? The anti-diarrhea stuff. If so many people weren't having success, and I understand the science in terms of... because what happens is, here's the science on how the pain receptors work. And this is what dope works on. Heroin, Molly, not Molly, but heroin, Percocet, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, all these things. In your body, you create natural endorphins. You create these compounds naturally in the body. Okay? But your pain receptors, or not pain receptors, but the pain relief receptors, say it like that, for these natural compounds in your body that relieve pain are dormant. They're asleep. They don't wake up until pain hits them like an alarm. Boom! Then they're up and they're telling the brain, hey, send me some of that good. Send me some of that good, right? So at that point, our body synthesizes some endorphins, send it down. So it's modulated. When you use these external compounds, these guys stay awake. And they're like that all the time. Gimme. So what happens when you don't feed them? They generate pain sensations. So this is another situation you're going through withdrawal. Your body is in pain all over. Okay? Your body's in pain all over because these guys are awake and they're hungry and they're not being fed. So the Imodium can help with some of that, but the no vomit meds, the nausea meds, those things, they can actually intensify the pain and the withdrawal symptoms. So I wouldn't suggest those. No alcohol, Tumidol, none of that kind of stuff. Marijuana helps with sleep and appetite. So if you are in a state where it is legal for you to get medical marijuana, you might want to see a healthcare professional, etc. Follow the laws in your city, state, municipality. Cannabis, cannabinoids can help with inflammation as well as sleep and appetite. Now, again, the mind has to be open and being fed nutritiously without any neurohormones. Because when you use all these drugs, your body stops producing the neurohormones and waits for you to put in the synthetic forms. Okay? So when you stop the synthetic forms, your mind goes crazy. With no neurohormones, your mind literally, because your brain basically stops working almost. Your brain goes through a critical phase and you literally want the drugs more than you want to even be alive. Like you're more worried about these drugs than feeding yourself, your child, changing. I just know the way to say it. You want the drugs more than oxygen, okay? Because you're losing access to your mind. Remember, your brain accesses your mind. No brain, no mind, right? So, what guy, okay, for the people familiar with Minister Inky, right? Seizures, epileptic fits, what causes that in the brain? Glutamate, excess glutamate on the brain, right? So this is how I've been able to successfully help so many people from having seizures, all right? By taking glutamate out of diet, and some other dietary changes, lifestyle changes, etc. What's another large source? So while you're going through your withdrawal, you want to be careful not to have any MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, right? Because glutamate and substance P, okay, all right. I don't want to get too sciencey because I want everybody to be able to use this information. All right, so secondary effect, very important. Like I said, anybody uses these things, the digestive tract shuts down, constipation sets in. There are people that haven't had bowel movements that a party pill uses in weeks. They eat every day. They haven't had bowel movements in weeks. Secondary effect. Because the pain system is shut down in the body, it eliminates a great deal of the immune response in your body. So you have the ability to accumulate more bacteria, virus, spores, etc., etc., throughout the body for potential illness. All right? Which, when you go into withdrawal, all pops up. When you go into withdrawal, everything pops up now. All the parasites, everything pops up. Everything is on deck. So when you go through withdrawal, you really need to put a full court press on your body because it's going to feel like you're dying. Okay? Opioid receptors, like weed receptors, are actually not for opioids or weed. Okay, that might sound a little crazy. All right? They are actually for the endogenous analogs that our body makes themselves. All right? Which, of course, my herbs will help you to restore. Or if you know your own, whatever. All endogenous endorphins or opioids are made from tyrosine and phenylalanine. All right? With a little glycine splashed in there, but it's tyrosine and phenylalanine. And remember, it's phenylalanine that actually your body can convert into tyrosine. All right? Tyrosine is the same amino acid that makes dopamine and neuromelanin. We talked about that. So no neuromelanin, how's the brain going to function? Right? It shuts down your body's anabolic system as well via tyrosine's effect on your anabolic hormones, as well as shutting down your body's ability to produce adequate amounts of C-AMP. Opioid abuse changes your body's usage and production of phenylalanine, tyrosine, dopamine, neuromelanin, etc., which causes most side effects. These are where most of your side effects are going to come from. All right? So again, the orgasm center in the brain, ladies and gentlemen, is the same area, melanin concentrating hormone, music, all these things, and it's one center of the brain. So this is why the sex comes along with the drugs. All right, now here's what's going on. All these receptor sites in your body, right? You have, like, say for instance, on average, the regular person has maybe 3 receptors in various areas of the body on average. When you start using these synthetic drugs, not only do these receptors lose their ability to go to sleep, they're always awake. begging for more drugs, more endorphins, more chemical compounds. But your body creates more receptors to handle the higher load, the higher production. So going from 3 now, you might have 10, 15, or 20, depending on how long you've been using the drugs. And the more receptors you get, this is why it's hard. This is why you got to chase that high. This is why the first high or the first couple of highs are so strong. Because the ratio of receptors to the amount of the chemicals in the body available is so low. But once you get a bunch of receptors and you put that same amount of chemical in, it's not going to have the same effect. Also, the reward pathway loop. Because this is this pleasure center in the brain, right, which also is the melanin concentrating hormone center, I got to keep that in your mind. I want that to sit in your brain and really, you know. And don't think, because I keep talking about melanin concentrating hormone, that only applies to black folks. No, it applies to us mostly. But everybody, whether you are white, yellow, red, whatever. Neuromelanin, right? This is why Alzheimer's is happening so fast, so early for people who use these party drugs. Dementia. This is why this thing is happening, because the substantia nigra or substantia nigra, I love the name of that, in the middle of the brain is a melanin center. The locus coeruleus, melanin centers, right? So when they become depigmented, then you lose function. So this is the reward system in the body. So your brain literally lights up these areas when you perform a behavior that biologically nature needs you to keep performing in order for life to sustain itself. When you take these external chemicals, you subvert that and you're rewarding yourself for getting high. So you, it creates this loop. And all right, moving forward. All right. Again, we talked about the sex, all right? Opioids increase these receptors, as well as the reward loop. Lust, love, orgasm, or what you think is love. You're going to find, for people that have been on these drugs for a long time, you're going to find that when you do start withdrawing, you're not going to like a lot of the people that you thought you liked and loved around you. They're not going to like and love you either. So you're going to have to separate yourself from most of the people that you've been with and most of the places you've been going, because that's the drug-induced zombie you. When you're no longer part of that drug-induced zombie movement, you're going to be able to love them people still, but you're going to have to love them from the distance. So just keep that in mind. Feelings, emotions are our body's interpretation of the electromagnetic energy moving through it. Okay? And this is why your body's going to go haywire when you start withdrawing and you get, you know, these electric shocks all over your leg. You know, you get the legsies, you know, where your leg gets restless and, you know, all this kind of stuff. All right? When you cut, you're going to have okay, so we talked about that. I'm kind of all over with my notes, guys. I just wanted to, as stuff came to me over the last couple days, I just scribbled stuff down so I remember. Now, also, with I'm getting so much support from Canada. You know, I felt it was really important, because in Canada, and it's only a matter of time before it starts to become really big here in the States, Canada has a new form of heroin called fentanyl. I think it's called fentanyl. I'm sure they got different street names for it, but it's like is like a, I don't know, it's like crack. Like, it's like how crack is concentrated cocaine. Fentanyl is concentrated heroin. All right. So that's why it was is really important, just for you guys to have something, some form of blueprint out there, how to get yourself back. All right. And it's important to be around people that aren't using. You really need to be with people that are not using, if you're not going to check yourself into a clinic or something somewhere. But most of the clinics, they just put you on a different type of drug. They use the drug philosophy. There are cold turkey clinics out there, all right? But for you guys that's going to kick at home, you're going to have to be at home locked in with people that want to go through this war with you. And they can't use, all right? I don't care how strong you are. You can't be with a girl and she's also party pilling, doped up, and you gonna kick while she's still using. How's that working? So you can't be Pookie in the crack house. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be in that situation. A lot of people sell pills to use pills. Okay, you can't try to kick and still sell the pills, guys. You have to clean yourself up all the way around. You got to be serious about this. You got to be serious about this, and you have to be able to observe yourself. Focus. If you're not putting more energy, and time and money are also forms that can be looked at as energy. So if you're not putting more time, money, energy, mental power into kicking, then you are using, then obviously you're going to keep using and your efforts are going to fail. So the key to understand here is that withdrawal is about pain. Withdrawal is about pain. It's going to hurt. All right? So we have to deal with this. And I want to kind of touch on prep. See, a lot of people are on legal forms of a lot of these, Molly, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, all of those things. And Prozac is for children. So it's almost impossible to give children Prozac and think they're not going to grow up into drug addicts, right? But we have to stop the practice of escapism. So, for people outside of the conscious community that may be watching this video that don't know what the conscious community is, it is a collection of those people, those of us that are kind of consider themselves more awake to what's going on in life. And even the conscious community, because most of the people in the conscious community, we still struggling with the regular day-to-day problems, love, money, etc., etc. We're no different than John Q. Public in The Matrix. And the reason why I'm saying that is because everybody is still looking to practice escapism. And largely, lately, even the conscious community, all right, in some places they have New Age community or awareness, whatever they want to call it, in different countries around the world, different communities, is becoming a new form of escapism. So people are talking about things like astral projection and, you know, all of these things, aliens and just a lot of different things to avoid real life, to avoid dealing with that rent. See, this is the core of drug usage. This is why they put the alcohol in the churches and the drugs all throughout the hood. That's where the pain is. So we're giving you the relief. We're giving you the ability to escape your pain and your fear. That's why heroin, Percocet, oxycodone, oxycontin, those, okay? The ability to escape your pain. Oxycodone, heroin, Percocet, oxycontin, pain relief, Molly, ecstasy, Prozac, Zoloft, fear. Those guys get rid of fear. So people that have high levels of fear, which is what? Another word for fear. Anxiety. Right? They can be driven to those drugs. People who are dealing with a lot of pain, mental anguish, stress, they can be looking for pain relief. Right? We have to stop the escapism. And the mental escapism is you can't go nowhere from this world, this reality we in. Okay? So there may be aliens. I would never tell you that I don't believe that there's aliens out there. But they're not here. They're not here. So you can't escape your day-to-day problems. You can't escape your relationship with your people that you live with, your family. You can't escape the people, the relationships with the people at your job, the people in your neighborhood. You can't escape these things. So you're not conscious if you're looking for a form of escape. You're looking for drugs to take you away, aliens to take you away. You wanna let the, you know, your astral body leave the body, you know. Stop. Yeah, stop this shit. The only thing that's real is the now. And life is very short. Life is very short. So while you wasting your time trying to escape life, you're going to escape until you're dead. And you wasted your life. Which is the reason why I'm telling you who's creating these things and promoting them to you, because that's by design. So you're not conscious if you practice an escapism? No. You're only conscious if you're trying to learn all you need to learn to live the best life that you can live. Here, now. You don't want to escape the pressure of your bills as a man? No. You want to apply all that you can learn to being able to pay them on time. You don't want to escape the responsibility of being a father? No. You want to learn all you can learn to be the best father and transition into being the best dad that you can be. Those are two different things. Being a good father means you're studying and understanding the body and what you need to put in it and how to take care of the body so that you pass on the best genetics to the next generation as possible. That's fatherhood, making, genetically making a baby. Dad, raising that baby. Through the bumps, the bruises, all that comes along with it. And dealing with their mamas, yes, taking care of their mamas too. All that come along with that. And you don't need to escape it. You need to be in it. Grind. That's what a man look like. And the same thing for you sisters. I can't tell you how to be a woman, but I can tell you, you can't escape it. You have to deal with your problems. I can tell you that a lot of you women are destroying the genetics you're passing on to the next generation. I can tell you that for a fact. That's being a mother. Now, being a mom is how you raise them babies. And a lot of these women, they want babysitter, leave the baby here, leave the baby there, escape the brain, high, club, drunk, high, drunk, high, drunk. What the fuck is... That's not being a mom. Running from life. You gotta engage. You gotta fight. That's what this thing here is about. So you're not conscious if you're trying to escape. So, got to understand and get out that brainwashing. Because right now, with the music promoting drug use and everybody becoming drug users, you're creating a whole generation of people that can't compete globally. They can't think. Not only can't they think, but look around you. They cannot socialize. They don't know how to empathize. Why? They looking to escape their own goddamn problems. They looking to escape their own problems. So how you going to band together? How you going to stick together? How you going to unify with somebody and you looking to escape your own problems? Because in order for you to really be my friend, in order for you to really be good family, in order for us to come together in unity, you got to be willing to take on some of my problems when they come around. That's sticking with me through thin and thin, thick and thin. Yeah, it's all good when it's all good, but what about when it's not all good? Because that's how life go. And when the drama pop, I need you to be right there still by my side. That's why people can't unify in general, especially the black community, because due to all the pain and fear and the post-traumatic stress syndrome and the cognitive dissonance, we become escape artists, Harry Houdinis. And it's crazy because Harry Houdini is from Harlem. Right? So you got to deal with this. Your leptin sensor, your hypothalamus, your hippocampus, all right? Shut down. Shut down. They shut down. They completely run by the drugs now. Completely run by the drugs now. Why is that important? Because the hypothalamus is the master gland of the endocrine system, which means all of your hormones are now shut down. All of your hormones are now shut down until you take these drugs. So when you go through, when you decide to quit cold turkey, guess what's going to happen? Your endocrine system is shut. Boop. You got kickstarted. You got kickstarted. This is where the herbs and things like that come into play. So yes, you're going to have sweat and diarrhea. Again, the anti-diarrhea Imodium will help, obviously, because of the diarrhea. But also, like I said, because it's going to bind up a lot of these receptors for heroin and opiates. Hydration. Let me just say that again. Opiates cause constipation by paralyzing the digestive system. Nucleus accumbens, the crown. These escape artists, they want to teach you about the chakras and the kundalini. We're going to activate the kundalini and then we'll use the kundalini to escape life's problems because this shit is stressful and we're going to escape. Yeah, while you escaping, some of us is going to fight. Some of us is going to actually be, you know, we're going to raise our babies and try to fight for them to have great lives. Some of us is going to fight. Fight. So for those of you that want to fight for your health, that want to fight to create wealth, that want to fight for the health and wealth of your next generation, this is for you. Okay? So that crown is the nucleus accumbens. That's where the music goes. That's where melanin concentrating hormone is at. That's where the dopamine concentrates, right? So the herbs, key. Mamatomics. Why is Mamatomics so important? Or how can it benefit you? A, It's going to put the minerals and electrolytes back into your body that you're losing. It's going to put stabilized oxygen. So with your system, with your digestive tract being shut down, and your lungs losing a lot of their efficiency, you're going to need to get oxygen to the blood and to the organs. Everybody is hypoxic. Everybody on party pills is hypoxic. Hypoxia means that your blood is not, most times it's the blood, but a lot of times it's some other stuff. But the end game is you're not getting enough oxygen to the tissues, glands, and organs in the body. Right? So everybody on party pills is hypoxic. So Mama Tommy is going to get stabilized oxygen directly, especially when you drop it under the tongue. So I wouldn't suggest you mixing it in water for, I mean, you can mix it in the water to just make the water more potent. But best to go under the tongue so you get the hydrogen, the heavy hydrogen concentration directly to the blood, oxygen straight to the blood, everything straight through to the blood. You skip the digestive tract. See, that's the power of going sublingual. Again, your digestive tract is compromised. Sublingual. You're going to get everything you need sublingual. You're going to get tyrosine, right? And some of these other key amino acids directly to the bloodstream, right? Histonic. One of the keys to us creating the histonic was the plant analog of tyrosine, all right? Resveratrol, okay? So there are some very powerful antioxidant compounds and all of these things, but those are some of the biggest keys. Chemiluminescence. Chemiluminescence is very important because it reestablishes the integrity in your endocrine system. Rebalances, re-kickstarts the hormones, as well as fighting all the parasites you've been accumulating all this time. Watermelanin. Why is watermelanin important? Because watermelanin is a cannabinoid dopamine stimulating compound. Okay? Nothing illegal in it, though. Okay? Nothing illegal. The primary constituents are hops, watermelon seeds, etc., etc. So, then we have a new guy that's not even on the market yet called Power. And Power stimulates stem cells to replace a lot of the damaged cells in the body. That's the new formula KT and I are still working on the finishing touches of from the jungle, right? Lulu Amelu, reestablishing enzyme activity in the body. The hair villi. Now, people would think hair villi. Hair villi is crucial. Anytime your body suffers, and this is why it's hair villi. It's not just hair, skin, and nails. It's not just a vanity thing. It's the villi in the body. And it works on the villi as well as the glycocalyx in the body, which protects your internal mucous membrane. Okay? Anytime you have inflammation in the body, your body sheds the glycocalyx, because the glycocalyx is like the frontline fighter against the white blood cells and the chemicals, the cytokines and all those things that they release as a part of the histamine, etc., as a part of inflammation. So the hair villi reestablishes the glycocalyx through key glycoproteins that protect all of the cells and the mucous membrane in the body. So, there you have it. Okay, there you have it. So, hopefully that will help you guys going through your cold turkey. For the meat eaters, remember the turkey, right? Cold turkey kick. And just be mindful. You know, my name is Minister Inky. Peace.